What you're hearing right now is an early Saturday morning at the hustling and bustling City Market in downtown Indianapolis, one of the country's older and more unique indoor farmers markets. I had the chance to sit down with Stevie Stays Kirsch, executive director at City Market, and talk with her both about the establishment and her role in bringing it all together. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, can you take a quick moment and describe to those who don't know, what City Market is?
Yes, City Market is a public market that is one of five continuous operating markets in the country. There are only four others around the nation that have continuously operated since their inception in the role that they were intended to operate. That said, public markets are gaining in popularity as people are more and more concerned about where they shop, local shopping, what they're putting in their bodies, local foods, local sourcing, all of that. So there are more and more public markets around the country that are popping up. It's amazing.
And what role do you play in bringing all of this together?
Well, right now I'm executive director. I started out back in the 90s as leasing director. So I was kind of responsible for curating the market and styling it, picking the vendors that would be inside the market. That morphed into a marketing and PR role, which of course morphed into executive director.
So do you continue to kind of curate, like you said, the vendors? What are the qualifications? Like, how do you pick?
Absolutely. So the market is very hyper-local. So first and foremost, they have to be from Indiana. It has to be a local company. It can't be a chain. That said, it can be a local chain. Many of our vendors inside started out as at the market, and because of its small business incubator business model, they have since opened second and third locations, which is great. That's something that we embrace and we foster and nurture, that kind of entrepreneurialism. But mainly it is, so the market started out as more of a retail concept where people would shop for their staples, almost like a grocery store. After World War II, people who lived in the urban core moved out and settled the suburbs like Carmel. At that time, the advent of the supermarket, kind of you started to see more convenience shopping, which forced the public market in downtown areas to become more of a lunch counter for the downtown employee base versus the downtown residential base. Now what's happening? We're seeing a shift again where more and more people are moving back to urban cores, which kind of shifts our business model from less of a lunchtime counter into more retail. So we're looking at more retail-oriented kind of businesses to come into the market now instead of restaurant.
Does this mean that you're seeing a constant influx of visitors, or is there still that lunch rush at the city
market? Still, so that's a very good question. There still is very much a lunch rush. But we have done an amazing job of extending that business day because of the products that we offer. So from early morning coffee shop and breakfast kind of offerings to late at night, we have an all Indiana craft beer bar that features all of Indiana's microbreweries. So it really has extended that business day. And with that, you see more and more merchants staying open later.
And what kind of merchants are there at City Market?
Oh, my goodness. We have everything from light retail. We have a small jewelry store. We have a couple coffee shops. We have a produce vendor. We have a lot of local eateries that feature everything from locally sourced products to ethnic foods. So from Middle Eastern to Greek to Mexican to French. Smoothies and juices at a raw bar. So it really spans the gamut.
If you're just now tuning in, I'm here with Stevie Stays Kirsch, executive director at City Market. In addition to finding all of these vendors, what other responsibilities do you have as executive director?
So we are responsible for, of course, maintaining the facility. We also are responsible for locating the vendors and putting on and programming our annual farmers market outside, which will be in its 19th season next year. Also, any programmatic efforts, special events, we have several coming up, making sure that we reach out and market to the local communities and to visitors to the city as well.
Out of all of these, which do you find the most difficult or stressful?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that our workload in terms of programming events, only because we love to do it. So it's something that we take on and probably take on too much sometimes, but it's something that brings and attracts people to the market. It can be stressful because we juggle a lot of events at one time, but we also love it.
To kind of conflict this, what do you think is your favorite part?
Catacombs. We do a lot of programming in our underground historical cavernous space, which is has significance to the market in that above it used to stand what was known as Tomlinson Hall. Tomlinson Hall was kind of the first convention center of its time. Anytime that there was a public gathering for any purpose, it was in Tomlinson Hall. Publicly attended basketball games. There were gymnasiums and theaters. It was a massive building, and it burned in 1958. The only thing that remains is the catacombs below and a brick archway out near Market Street. So we do a lot of really interesting and fun programmatic efforts with the catacombs.
And what are the history behind the catacombs?
So they were the basement to Tomlinson Hall. At one time, Indianapolis Police Department used them as a firing range. At one time back in the early 1900s, when Indianapolis suffered a particularly bad winter, Mayor Schenck, who was mayor at the time, ordered that the catacombs be opened up as a temporary homeless shelter. In later years, people who were vendors in the public market, the city market, used the catacombs for storage for additional product.
But the catacombs aren't the only things to boast a rich history, of course. City Market itself is it 120 years old?
130 in 2016. So yeah, we're gearing up for a big birthday next year.
Are you doing anything special for that birthday?
We'll do a lot of things. We're kind of gearing everything around the 130 number. So we'll be picking 130 people who are closely tied and whose families are closely tied to the market and having them tell stories. We'll be doing a timeline from the market's inception in 1821. The main market house, of course, was built in 1886, and that's the icon that we'll be celebrating next year.
That's a great accomplishment. Do you find, like, working in a place with such a deep background, is this rewarding?
Not only is it rewarding, but it's deeply humbling, and quite frankly, it's an honor. It's an honor to work in a place that has such a deep history in forming Indianapolis. It was on the original plat of the city, Alexander Ralston's original plat back in 1821. The site of the city market has always been part of the city. This is where the immigrant populations came to set up shop, and that's where the city kind of grew, was from its public market. So it's very beloved to a lot of people in Indianapolis. It's culturally, architecturally, agriculturally, historically, so significant. And like I said, it's a complete honor to be part of that.
Really? And before we wrap up this interview, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think just keep watching what's happening at the market. We do a lot of very interesting programmatic efforts, like I mentioned, with our farmers markets and outreach programs. We like to think of it as controlled chaos. You never know what you're going to be part of and see and hear when you come to the market.
Well, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
For WHJE, this has been Alex Cruikshanks with Stevie Stace Kirsch, Executive Director at the local and historic City Market. For more stories like this, visit our website, whje.com.